Verse 21, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Now I want you to notice in verse 21, when he says fruit, what he's saying is what positive thing came out of being a servant of sin? What good things happened? What he says to them is this, whereof ye are now ashamed. What Paul is saying is that when you get saved and you're serving God, what happens is you are ashamed of things you did wrong in the past. Hey. What's funny about this is you got a lot of preachers that will stand up and say, man, before I was saved, I was the worst drunk. Man, you should have seen me. The fights I got in with everybody. It's like I'd get in bar fights. You know, I was cheating on my wife and doing all these wicked things. But man, I repented of all my sins and got saved. Bless God. Right? I mean, that's what they say. Now, maybe not with the southern accent, like, you know, where I'm from in West Virginia. But look, this is what they say. They stand up here and they brag about the fact that they were wicked, rotten people. Right. The Bible says when you get saved, you ought to feel ashamed about it. Look, I made a lot of mistakes before and after I was saved. I'm not going to get up here and brag about it. Right. It's like, man, I did this sin and this sin. It's like a competition. I mean, you've got like a preaching event or whatever. One pastor gets up here and says, man, you know, I got drunk like, you know, 100 times in my life. Another one gets up and says, man, I fathered 5 kids out of wedlock. Another one gets up and says, I killed someone. It's like, all right, end of the conference. End of the conference, right? No, but they get up here and they brag about it. It's like they're proud of the fact they lived wicked lives. Why? Because they believe in their own flesh. They gave their lives to God. They did some great work. It's work salvation, my friend. Amen. And look, the Bible says this, you know, if you're saved, you ought to feel ashamed at the mistakes you made in the past.